Sexually speaking, you're on the air.
Hello, Dr. Rose. Hello. I'm calling from Central New York.
Yes?
I was wondering, I have this friend that I've had for 7 years, and he's Catholic. And in his early puberty years, his parents never told him anything about sex.
Right.
And I met him when I was 15 and he was 14, and we sort of discovered everything together.
Mm-hmm.
It was fun. Mm-hmm. About a year and a half ago, I had my own apartment, and he came over, and we tried to have sex, but he was very uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's going to be 21 in April, mm-hmm. and I'll be 22, and it's gotten to the point where he doesn't do anything to me sexually because he doesn't really want to, and it doesn't bother me, but I do things to him sexually that he likes, and it's kind of fun. We do other things too, but I'm just wondering, he won't see a counselor. I've asked him to call my mother because my mother will talk to him.
Mm-hmm.
I think you probably say he should see a sex therapist or should talk to a counselor.
Right. I absolutely... Now, he doesn't mind you to touch him.
Oh, no. Sometimes,
You bring him to orgasm.
Oh, certainly.
But he doesn't touch you?
We kiss each other, and I taught him how to, you know, touch my breasts and...
Good.
And other things, and we take showers together, but it doesn't really bother me because I'll never get pregnant if we don't have sex.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm just wondering how I can suggest to him that...
Maybe he doesn't want to have sex.
I know he doesn't because he's afraid to. He's been sheltered all of his life. He knows he...
Right.
But no one told him about his body.
Yeah.
No one...
Let me tell you something else. Maybe he thinks that if he has sex with you means already that he has to marry you.
No, we've talked about marriage and mm-hmm. living together and all that stuff, too. And he is a little paranoid that I'm going to get pregnant, but I am on the birth control pill.
He knows that?
Yes.
Then I think if that's the case, and I think that he probably does need a counselor. Maybe there's something, maybe he thinks that sex is something, because he has not been taught anything, that sex is something dirty, maybe he thinks... something about a woman's body that is not clear.
Right.
But when you give him an orgasm, is he happy then?
Oh, yeah. Hmm. I think I'm looking for a suggestion on how to suggest to him that he really needs to see someone, because my mother I have a psychologist, and it's gotten to the point where I'm almost going to ask my therapist if we can have a meeting with him, and then if I can... tie him and drag him there and...
No, don't tie and drag
anybody.
Well,
I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
He can talk to my therapist and we can talk together about it, then, you know, it wouldn't cost anything and maybe it would be...
Yeah, but only if he's willing.
I know.
Might just be a little shy. He might be too
something
young.
He can grow out of?
I do not know. I would have to know many more things about him. But tell me something. Maybe he doesn't know that women... Also, you taught him how to touch your breasts. Did you teach him how to give you an orgasm?
Yes, we tried that too, and I don't have orgasms when I masturbate or when he touches me, only when I have intercourse.
Uh-huh.
And
I would say that just tell him that if he really wants to continue this relationship, that he should go with you to your therapist, okay?
Can I say one more thing?
Yeah.
I wanted to tell you that I've been listening to your show for quite a few years.
Thank you.
I really liked your comment about not having sex on the first date because
right.
I've come across some other virgins that are desperate,
right.
and they seem to think that I can fulfill that need.
Mm-hmm.
And a couple of weeks ago, you had a show where there were a lot of relationship questions.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that I find when I try to mention to people that I listen to your show
yes.
is that the older generation doesn't understand.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
so one of the things that I always tell when I have the chance, because I love to talk,
mm-hmm.
Is that it's not always the intimate questions. You
right.
have a lot of marriage questions.
Right, and a lot of relationship questions.
Especially as far as someone called up and was being molested by their by their father, and you told them to go see a counselor.
Right.
Was from California about 3 weeks ago.
Right.
And that's the kind of
question.
And that's are you going to be on TV again?
Of course.
You are.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. Where do you live?
Syracuse.
In Syracuse. I don't know if we are on in Syracuse.
On cable you are.
On cable we are. I don't know if the other program is on, the one that we are doing right now, which is a syndicated television show. It's called Ask Dr. Ruth. But I don't have the list with me. Next week I'm going to bring the list to find out if we are on in Syracuse. Okay?
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for calling. Bye-bye. Okay?
All right.
Let me know.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Bye-bye.
Bye.